They sat on the embankment and waited. Nothing moved. He handed the pistol to the boy.
You take it, Papa,
the boy said. No, that's not the deal. Take it. He took the pistol and sat with it in his lap, and the man went down the right of way and stood looking at the train. He crossed the tracks to the other side and walked down the length of the cars. When he came out from behind the last coach, he waved for the boy to come, and the boy rose and put the pistol in his belt. Everything was covered in ash. The aisles littered. Suitcases stood open in the seats where they'd been lifted down from the overhead racks and rifled by scavengers long ago. In the club car, he found a stack of paper plates, and he blew the dust from them and put them inside his parka. And that was all.
How'd it get here, Papa?
I don't know. I guess someone was taking it south, a group of people. This is probably where they ran out of fuel.
Has it been here for a long time?
Yes, I think so. A pretty long time. They went through the last of the cars and then walked up the track to the locomotive and climbed up to the catwalk. Rust and scaling paint. They pushed into the cab and he blew away the ash from the engineer's seat and put the boy at the controls. The controls were very simple, little to do but push the throttle lever forward. He made train noises and diesel horn noises, but he wasn't sure what these might mean to the boy. After a while, they just looked out through the silted glass to where the track curved away in the waste of weeds. If they saw different worlds, what they knew was the same, that the train would sit there slowly decomposing for all eternity, and that no train would ever run again.
Can we go, Papa?
Yes, of course we can. They began to come upon from time to time small cairns of rock by the roadside. They were signs in gypsy language, lost patterns. The first he'd seen in some while, common in the north, leading out of the looted and exhausted cities, hopeless messages to loved ones lost and dead. By then, all stores of food had given out, and murder was everywhere upon the land. The world soon to be largely populated by those who would eat your children in front of your eyes, and the cities themselves held by a corps of blackened looters who tunneled among the ruins and crawled from the rubble white of tooth and eye, carrying charred and anonymous tins of food in nylon nets, like shoppers in the commissaries of hell. The soft black talc blew through the streets like squid ink uncoiling along a sea floor, and the cold crept down and the dark came early, and the scavengers passing down the steep canyons with their torches trod silky holes in the drifted ash that closed behind them silently as eyes. Out on the roads, the pilgrims sank down and fell over and died, and the bleak and shrouded earth went trundling past the sun and returned again, as trackless and as unremarked as the path of any nameless sister world in the ancient dark beyond.